Have you often heard this kind of a message in Nigeria? Holy, holy, holy. We need to be holy because God is holy. Yeah. To be holy is utmost important as children of God. We have no consciousness of it, unfortunately. Right. What did Paul write in Ephesians chapter 1? Before the foundation of the world, God has chosen us to be what? Wonderful workers, to be worshippers. No. God has chosen us to be holy and without blemish before Him in love. This was God's plan even before the foundation of the world, before He has chosen us. Can you imagine that? How important the matter of holiness is, because our God is holy. So His creation was really wonderful, especially in creating man. Before the fall of man, the creation is just perfect, wonderful, expressing the glory of God. Right? Even in the book of Romans, Paul wrote, if you just take a look at God's creation, you can see His power. You can see God's glory, the expression of God, especially man. When God created man, He created man in His own unholy image. Holy image. Because God is holy. Right? He created man in His own image, in His likeness. Because before the foundation of the world, it was God's plan that we should be holy, without blemish. Is that your desire? Honestly, when a person believed in the Lord Jesus and they were baptized in Lagos, what's the first thing you tell him? To be holy? No, just to be saved. And believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will not perish, but have eternal life. But nobody taught them to be holy right from the very beginning. Right. This was God's desire for us to be holy. So if you go from chapter 1 to chapter 5, what kind of a church does the Lord desire? Just a church? No, a mega church. A Roman Catholic church. Now, what kind of a church does the Lord desire? There are so many churches today. Now you tell me, which church and what kind of a church does the Lord desire? Hmm? Where do you find that? Hmm? Not only where do we find that, or where does he find that? Do we desire to be such a church? We want a church to be alive, singing, dancing, and full of activities, right? Even have a beautiful choir, isn't that? And that will attract a lot of people, right? Don't you think so? But do you think a holy church will attract a lot of people? Hmm? No. It won't be a popular one, definitely not. So if you're going to choose a church, Nihi, what kind of a church are you going to choose for? Are you looking for what kind? Oh, a church with love, right? Okay. What kind of love? Holy love? Or just a love? Oh, you can do anything you like. We love you. Don't worry, feel free to do whatever you like. We love you. Is that a church? Good church, right? A church that loves everybody, even gay. It's all right. We love you. Well, that's what people are saying today, right? I don't even know what alphabet to use. L, B, G, K, W, X, Y, Z. We love everybody. You think God loves everybody? This is our concept of God. Everything is allowed. God is holy. You think He allows everything? Especially with the matter of priesthood. You remember Nadab and Abihu? Right after the consecration of the priests, the two sons of Aaron, he has four sons, but two just went ahead. And burned strange incense and strange fire. And what happened to them? Nihi, what would you do with such people? And they are sons of Aaron. So what would you do? Oh, you see, he can't judge. He is such a loving brother. You think God will say, okay, you're right, Nihi. Let's just forget about it, okay? That was not God's attitude. Immediately, fire came down from heaven and consumes them. And Aaron was not even allowed to shed tears. Do you want such a church? Oh, you see, nobody likes such a church. Such a church would not be very popular, would it? But if you have a church that allows everything, it'll be very popular. But we have to see what kind of a church does the Lord want. He wants a church according to the Father's desire. One that is holy, glorious, holy without any blemish, without spot, without wrinkle. So will such a church be popular today? Simon, what do you think? No? So we shouldn't be building such a church, right? We should. Okay, good. I'm glad. And so between chapter 1 and chapter 5, what should we do? We should put off the old man and put on Christ. This is what chapter 3 also tells us. Chapter 4, pursue Christ, gain Christ, filled with Him, because only He is holy. You're right, brother. The book of Leviticus is the book that uses this word holy the most in all the books in the scriptures. How many times? 95 times. 95 times. Isn't that amazing? Why? Because to practice the priesthood, it is not your ability. It is not what you're capable of doing. It is firstly your person, your nature. Yeah. God doesn't look for, in the first place, your ability. If you work for a company, they look first about your ability, not your nature, right? But your ability. Where did you graduate from? Where's your degree? May I take a look at your diploma? Right. And what is your experience? Give me your resume. Ask John to help you. He's an expert. So you think God is looking for such people to be in the priesthood? Your resume? The first qualification is be holy. Because He is holy. It's a command. It is not a request. God didn't say, please be holy, okay? No, it's be holy. So, 1 Peter chapter 1, when Peter used that verse, be holy because I am holy. Why did he mention that in chapter 1? Because in chapter 2 he's going to talk about the holy priesthood. He didn't say which theological... I shouldn't use that word. All right. Where did you graduate from? What is your degree? And what denomination? No. Right. This qualification is the highest because God is holy. You cannot do anything for Him that is unholy. You may do the right thing, but it's not good enough for Him. It's not good enough for Him. Especially with the priesthood. This is why when we read 1 Peter chapter 2 concerning the priesthood, Peter chose the word according to God's plan, holy priesthood. The house, he says, is a spiritual house. And a stone should be living stone, not dead stone. Should be full of life. The church is not just a building, you know, built with living stone because Christ Himself is a living stone. We come to Him as to a living stone. It's full of life. Because without life, what kind of a church are you going to build? Sardis, what kind of a church is Sardis? Can a church be dead? Yeah? Well, the Lord told Sardis, you have a name that you're alive, but you are dead. So Peter says, as the living stones, we have to build up a spiritual house. God's house is spiritual, not a physical place. This is just a meeting hall, that's all. We're just renting it, just a place to gather. But a real house is a spiritual house. So if we are not living and walking according to the Spirit, then what kind of a church will we be building? And then Peter used the word "and holy" and "a holy priesthood." Right? So you can realize that the apostles of the Lord, when they wrote the Bible, the choice of word is not according to them, it's according to the Spirit. It is, like Peter says, the Holy Spirit using the holy people, right? To write the holy scriptures. Everything is holy. That's why it's called the Holy Bible. Not just the Bible. Everything that has anything to do with God has to be holy. Otherwise, the end of it will be corruption. Right. So may the Lord have mercy on us to give us this consciousness, because holiness is a matter of nature. It's God's divine nature. So Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 1 that we are partakers of the divine nature. But since we are partakers of the divine nature, what should we do? Be diligent to add to your faith. What do you, the first thing to add is what? Abilities, learning to preach the gospel, learning to pray, to do this and to do that, no. To add virtues. The quality of the holy life, it's a quality, how we think, how we react to things. When people say something to you, immediately you get mad, you're going to fight. Is that a holy nature? Immediately, you're mad, you're angry. That's a fallen nature of man. Right? Even the children, little children, who taught them to lie? Did you eat that candy? No. Huh? What nature is that? It's a sinful nature. After Adam fell, sin dwells in our flesh. That's the fallen nature. But now that we are born again with a divine life coming into us, it is a life that is holy. It's a different kind of life. But we need to be diligent to develop it. Just like your children, right? No, where is Vince? Right, train your children to be holy. Godly offspring, you're right. This is what Malachi says. God desires godly offspring from the priesthood, especially from the priesthood. godly offspring. This is amazing. It's not only holy, but it's godly. So Peter emphasized that, the divine nature. Right? Be holy. It's a holy and royal priesthood. Otherwise, we'll be corrupted kingship. This is not good. Right? It's a holy, divine kingdom. So at the very end, you have two cities in the book of Revelation. One is Babylon. What kind of a city is that? Huh? A what? Great? Only great? Huh? It's very unholy. He's a harlot. A prostitute. And a mother of it. Yeah. Ready for judgment. And the whole world drank from the wine of her fornication. Babylon the Great. What about the other city at the very end? What kind of a city is it? It's a holy city. Which city do you choose to be? Where are you going to end up? Yeah. Surely. You're going to bring your Tesla there? I'm just kidding you. I'm sorry. No, it's a holy city, having the glory of God. Amen. Having a glory of God. So you have only these two choices at the very end of the Bible. One is a terrible, fallen, full of mixture. Everything goes there. You can do anything there. Babylon the Great. The wine, the cup, the golden wine full of the wine of her fornication. But then you have at the very, very end, the last chapter, chapter 21st, right, you have the holy city. Coming down out of heaven from God, because only God is holy. Where else can it come from? You can seldom find a church that talks about holiness in reality, in practice. Because if it's not in our daily living, what's the use of the doctrine of sanctification? Right? Then it's useless. Right? So Hebrews 12 says, how to be holy? What word?
Pursue.
What is the meaning of this word? This is a very strong word, pursue. Just like you're pursuing your studies, right? What's your major? Electrical engineering. So are you pursuing or are you just having a good time there in Toronto University? Huh? How? You went to bed so late studying, right? Working hard. You're pursuing. If you're just a happy-go-lucky person and hit and miss, you don't study, you don't work hard, you're not pursuing. You'll be an eternal student, like what Germany says. Always going to school and never graduating. They call this kind of a student eternal. Oh, eventually you're going to run out of money. You're right. You have to quit, right? And don't think your dad's going to pay for you if you're an eternal student. Gibt's immer noch ewiger Student? Nicht mehr, ja? So even Germany ran out of money. Well, during my time when I was in Germany, there was a lot of eternal students. Ewige Studenten, ja? They never graduated. They're always studying and always going to university. I don't know what they're doing. It's free, yeah. No, pursue is the same word as to persecute. It's the same word. In Greek, it is the same word. You're pursuing, just like you're persecuting somebody. You won't be able to sleep. You're doing until you get it. Is that our attitude of being holy? Right. I don't mean that we just give up everything and do nothing and just to be holy. No. You need to be holy in all things that you're doing. So if you're doing nothing and you try to be holy by doing nothing, and you cannot be holy. You wouldn't know that you're holy, okay, if you're doing nothing. In all your conduct. So don't lock up yourself in a room in a monastery and think you'll be holy. No, it is very unholy. No. It is in many things that you do, you train yourself to be holy. Yeah. To be a husband, be a holy husband. Isn't that wonderful? To be holy in your job. To do everything correctly as a living testimony for God. To be a holy student. That means you study. If you want to be holy, a student, don't say, I'm just going to stay home and to be a holy student. No, you won't be a holy student. Your dad will tell you, hey, what are you doing? Right? No, but to be holy is in everything we do. That is where we manifest the life of Christ. Pursue holiness, and even to perfect holiness in the fear of God by purging out all the defilement. That's another very important point, to purge out all the defilement of the flesh and of the spirit. Because if you're fleshly, it'll influence your spirit. Right? So, yeah. 2 Thessalonians chapter 6 and 7. Before you go to 7 verse 1, you have to go to chapter 6, the second part of 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Separate yourself from all the unholy, terrible things. Come out of her, my people. Right? Then you can be a person perfecting holiness in the fear of God. This is very practical. To pursue holiness. And holiness is related to godliness. If you're holy, then you definitely will be a godly person. Right. You'll be like God. But then, what did Paul write to Timothy, how to be godly? exercise yourself unto godliness. Are you exercising? Exercise yourself unto godliness. We do a lot of bodily exercises, right? And you are good at it. Treadmill every day, right, Shirley? But what about exercising godliness every day and all the time in everything you do? To express God. It doesn't come automatically. It takes our cooperation with Him. Yeah. Right. Even human activities, it doesn't come without exercise. How can you be a good athlete by doing nothing? No, you need to exercise, right? Training. Regular training. So to exercise godliness requires training. Right. And this is the most important thing in the service of the priesthood. Not just bringing an offering on the Lord's Day and then you live your own life and do whatever you like. No. It requires the godly and holy way of life. This is the main thing that we should all take care of. Because there is no such thing as an unholy priesthood. If you're unholy, you may be disqualified. And remember, even God dwelling where in the temple? In the outer court? You see God in the outer court? You see God in the holy place? Where is He? Holy of Holies. The most holy place. So who can enter there? The holy priesthood. But at that time, the high priest that is holy can only enter in once a year. But praise the Lord, today we can enter in. Like Hebrews tells us. Right? The veil is open. We can enter in. But don't just run in an unholy nature with your unholy nature. You cannot do that. Somebody will have to carry you out. You run in, you'll be carried out. So God dwells in the Holy of Holies. It's not a doctrine. But if we just know the doctrine, we cannot be holy. You know, the doctrine doesn't make you holy. But you need to realize with whom we are dealing with. God is a holy God. Be holy because I am holy. Right. So I hope this will not just be a message for all of us, but now since the Lord is coming very soon, let's train ourselves in the matter of holiness to pursue it. And then to practice and exercise godliness. Right. Right. To pursue this matter of holiness. Well, praise the Lord. Yeah. Time is up. Yeah. Amen.